Gabriel Garcia Marquez, the giant of 20th century literature, would have turned 97 today. Before his death, almost 10 years ago, the Nobel laureate had almost finished his final book. But he was struggling with the ravages of dementia, and he told his sons to rip it up and never to publish it. Well, they have decided to go against his wishes, and today, the final novel of Gabriel Garcia Marquez is being released in Spanish. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
Rodrigo Garcia said his father told him and his younger brother that his final novel, titled in English Until August, just did not work. It made no sense.
We concluded that the book, though unfinished, made a lot of sense and was very moving.
Speaking from his home in Mexico City, Garcia says the brothers hadn't thought about publishing until they recently reread it and really liked it.
When he said it doesn't make sense, he didn't realize it didn't make sense to him anymore.
Gabriel Garcia Marquez spent much of the last decade of his life with debilitating dementia, an ironic cruelty for a master of chronicling memories.
Often he would sit down to read one of his own books and couldn't make a sense of it. And it wasn't until he reached the last page and saw his picture in the back cover that he realized, oh, this is one of my books. And then he starts to read it again.
Until August is set on an unnamed island visited annually by a middle-aged woman to lay flowers on her mother's grave. The yearly sojourn, however, turns into much more, an exploration of love, fidelity, sexuality, and aging. The book's editor, Cristobal Pera, says it was a departure from the magic realism genre Garcia Marquez mastered. It was to be the second in a series of short novels the author planned to write exploring love in old age.
In this one, there are some hints that he was also exploring, maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, the romance novel. Of course, it's not a trashy romance novel. It is an amazing work of art.
Pera had worked with Garcia Marquez on his memoirs, and the two had become friends. On one visit to the family home in Mexico City, where the Colombian-born author lived for years, Pera read three of the chapters aloud. On another visit, Garcia Marquez surprised him with the final scene.
And he laughed and said, no, yes, I have an ending. And he read it to me, very proud. And it's exactly the same ending that readers are going to find.
Pera was given access to six drafts of the book, five of which are part of the large collection of Garcia Marquez's work, housed at the University of Texas in Austin.
He had many notes on the margins, but the novel was complete. All the characters, everything. I didn't, of course, I would never dare to add anything of my own.
And he agrees with Garcia Marquez's son's decision to publish the work posthumously. He says Until August, with its strong woman protagonist, adds to the writer's canon. In Garcia's last book, Memories of My Melancholy Whores, ostensibly the first in the elderly series, a 90-year-old man pines for a 14-year-old virgin. Even in the early 2000s, way before the Me Too era, it drew criticism. Fellow Nobel laureate Salman Rushdie, who befriended Garcia Marquez later in life, says the author's works need no new additions.
I really worried that something has been authorized which should not have been authorized.
Speaking at a book event last year in Spain, Rushdie made it clear he doesn't want any of his unpublished manuscripts released. He's concerned Until August, written during Garcia Marquez's battle with Alzheimer's, could damage his reputation.
It may not do him justice.
Rodrigo Garcia appreciates such allegiance to his father, but says Rushdie still has the intellectual power to judge which of his books should or should not be published.
You know, our father lost that. He did not have that. So we decided for him.
In the end, he says both parents often told him and his brother that after they were dead, they could do whatever the hell they wanted to.
We are speaking for our father because he gave us permission to speak for him. Is there some betrayal? Yes, of course. This is not the last wish of an aging writer.
But Garcia said he's willing to let the readers judge. And as he and his brother wrote in the preface to Until August, if the audience is delighted, then hopefully our father will forgive us. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.